Are the Dash stores doomed? And will Courtney and Scott finally figure out a way to navigate their crazy relationship? Well, stay tuned because we are talking season 13, episode 1 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians right here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, guys?
He's like the typical goes, what is up, guys? You're watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV, guys. We are here for season 13. Woo! This is insane. I am proud to say I've watched every single episode of this.
Me too.
Wow.
That's really real. I mean, it's not sad. It's good for us, but it's sad to some people. They're just like, really? Kardashians?
I know. Exactly.
Oh, God. And
yes, I love that song.
And Steven, who's, you know, producing the whole thing right now, is just going to keep throwing in little stuff that you could hear. Now it's what's...
Cash Me Outside, girl.
Cash Me Outside. Everybody knows who she is now.
We love her.
She might actually get a show, too.
What?
What? Yeah.
She actually might get her own reality show.
No.
It's about six people who are trying out for her shows.
Wow. I will be on the
what is it going to be about?
Just the same thing as what the Kardashians are about.
That's crazy.
She's 13.
I know.
Yeah.
She already just did a music video.
Yep.
She's 13 and she's getting all this money for just being crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
I can't.
I'm all about it. But on that note, guys, let's introduce ourselves. Where can everyone find you on social media? We have a new panelist. We're so happy to have you. Introduce yourself.
My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, if you want, at TK Trinidad.
Hello, everybody. It's Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III.
And I'm Justine Devanna. You can find me everywhere. Let's Face It with Justine. But on Twitter, you can find me Let's Face It 33.
All right, you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Oh, I said it wrong.
And you can follow AfterBuzz TV everywhere at AfterBuzz TV.
I was going to say the Mr. Dakota T. Jones. I was like thinking I knew it all good.
We've only done so many after shows together. Like,
we've done
come
a
on.
Lot of episodes.
So this episode is titled Time to Dash, which I love this episode because I've been to the LA Dash store.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really like it. I think it's fun. I met Kim there one time for one of her book signings. So, I mean, I like it. I think it's a fun place to go. Like, if you're a fan,
right.
You can go. You can buy something. They have cool little souvenirs. A lot of people, they've said, don't necessarily buy the expensive clothes. They just buy, like, the little trinkets
right.
and stuff,
yeah.
which they said was their bestseller.
That would be me.
But I like it. I think it's a fun place for a fan to go. I mean, a lot of shows and a lot of celebrities don't have places like that for their fans to go.
Right. So. Chloe was at the store the other day, but I find every time we pass the show, pass the store, there's only, like, a handful of people there.
Mm-hmm.
But they change the outfits, like, every week.
Really?
Like every couple of days. It's
no
crazy.
Way.
Yeah.
Where is it? I don't even know
on Melrose.
Where it is in Melrose? Okay.
On Melrose,
I think I may
yeah.
think I may have passed. I've seen the one in New York. When I lived in New York, I would see that one all the time.
Yeah.
So
It used to be like a pop-in store, and now, as we can tell from the episode, it's not really bringing in that much revenue anymore.
No.
So
they don't promote it as much, I feel like.
They
maybe
don't.
That's probably
yeah.
why. If they promoted it more, it would be big, but now they're just like, why go there when they know there's never going to be a Kardashian?
Yeah,
no, exactly. I agree, and I also think that, you know, when they did the Dash Dolls show,
mm-hmm.
I watched that. I thought it was kind of a cool little spinoff where they had, like, drama, everything was cool. Like,
right.
whenever I went into the store, I would take photos with the associates and be like, oh my gosh, hey, like, I love you on Dash Dolls. I felt like that was going to raise a lot, and I think they thought that, too. It was going to raise a lot of awareness about their store, and they were going to get a lot more customers, but
right.
I feel like they didn't maybe push Dash Dolls enough and didn't give them a second season. So I feel like that had potential. What do you guys think?
Yeah, definitely. You know, this store, it's a wonderful store. I just don't like how small it is. It's really expensive. I thought when they did that reality show for Dash Dolls, yeah, it could have probably brought more people into the store, but
right.
Dash Dolls wasn't all that to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was kind of like a cool spinoff with, like, all these girls, you know, kept up in the same house, and they were all, you know, at each other's throats. I thought it was kind of a fun, like, you know.
Anything Kardashian, like, I mean, we all love them, but you're to a new level.
I
think
yeah.
you have met all of them multiple times.
Exactly.
Like, you should be a Kardashian.
I should.
Dakota Kardashian. Dakota T. Jones Kardashian or Dakota T. T. Kardashian. Well, that's a tongue twister.
That's
yeah.
a lot. That would
that's
be a
Dakota
lot.
Dakota T. Kardashian.
There we go.
Did it.
So we see them in New York. Jonathan is basically telling Courtney, like, yo, you need to kind of re-up, is what he said, these Dash stores. These are, some of these outfits are like, whoa, like way 2007.
Right.
You know, they've had the same beanies and all these little things that they need to be updated. I mean, any store knows that. Like, you've got to revamp things to keep people coming back. Otherwise, if people have the same things, they're not going to, oh, I already have that. I already been there once. I don't need to go back again, type of thing. Mm-hmm. So I loved his idea. I personally loved his idea when he's like, yeah, we need to rip up these shirts and put Dash on them and get a new font and everything. If they did that, you better bet your bottom dollar people are going to be coming to the store. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
They got to switch it up.
They got to switch it up.
Just like you said, there's, I mean, think about going into the mall. If I go into Forever 21, it's literally every week something's different. Something's changed. The mannequins are changed. So, I mean, especially for such a big store and with their name on it, they really do need to... You need to switch it up.
Yeah.
Well, you have to change. I mean, every season somebody's changing something of a sort of clothing-wise. Mm-hmm. So you definitely, like, the style that everybody's kind of in now is, like, a lot of ripped stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, okay. it's just kind of like you have the same thing with the same font.
Yeah.
You know, you can buy other products and they switch up the font, like, every so often. Exactly. So they definitely have to do something with that. But what I've seen in the store now, stuff's really hot. So
they've changed it up.
Yeah, they have a lot of like see through, some lace stuff. Oh, they have some of the ripped stuff. No they have way. The jeans, oh, wow. like the clothing.
So we
really
know
on
that
point.
They keep it then because you know they were talking about how they don't. You know, Courtney seems to be the only one that wants to keep it, mm-hmm. and I think, I mean, I don't know what you guys think. I think that it's sentimental, and when Khloe mm-hmm. was being really kind of rude about it, like just let it go. I don't know, like, I'm not a Kardashian, but it hurt me. I was like, what? Like, you're really going to do that to Dash?
Right.
Exactly, because, I mean, I like going there every once in a while. It's one of those things where, wait a minute, like, you can't just close it down. Obviously, they said a large department store is wanting to basically say, you got to shut down your Dash stores, and we'll put little Dash sections
inside the store.
Which is a big deal. I mean, they could potentially make
that's a, good move.
A ton of money. Because you know how Kendall and Kylie, they have, like, the Topshop line, mm-hmm. where it's, like, the Kendall and Kylie collection. They also have, like, PacSun. And they basically pick out maybe 10 or 11 things every season. They handpick it. And maybe that would be a little easier to keep up with it all.
Kind of mm-hmm. like what they did with Sears.
Maybe.
But obviously, Sears was a lot cheaper. Because I thought originally when I heard it, they meant, like, oh, stores, but inside the mall. But then I'm like, no, that doesn't make any sense. They have their own store. So, okay, I get it.
It would be like maybe if a Macy's bought them out and then they had, like, a section.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's like Sears.
Maybe
it's literally
Bloomingdale's, you know, like places like that. Like, where they have, like, a little Gucci section, little this section, little that. Like, they could have, like, this corner that was mm-hmm. Dash. Yeah. I think it would do very well. It probably would bring in more money because Melrose, it's kind of like an odd location where you have to pay for parking or street parking, whatever. It could potentially make them a lot of money, but I get why Courtney's so protective because she said that it was, like, the
something
only thing she had when her dad
they
passed.
Created together.
Yeah.
But how did Kardashian collection go? Like I was saying, that's the one at Sears. I mean, have you been up to date on that? Like, I thought it was
gone.
Yeah,
I thought it was
too. That's what I mean. But I meant when it was like thriving.
Yeah, it wasn't really all that big. That like
that's
it
why
was awkward because Sears is already an awkward place.
Yeah,
they don't really they sell everything
a lot
from
of Sears
appliances. Anyway.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sears
they
is just,
they closed down Sears like 150 stores.
Yeah,
so it was kind of already awkward. That was a weird deal to begin with because Sears sells. Like washing machines, and you know,
tools.
Exactly,
like expensive version of Target.
The Kardashians can do much better than Sears. Like, no offense, Sears, but like that's why I'm surprised.
I know.
But the other option that they can do, because they're the ones who are running the show, they can keep like the New York and the Miami one as a flagship, mm-hmm. and then have the smaller stores in like a Nordstrom's.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that and then that way, Courtney can still have the creative control. Like, it's all about what you put in the contract.
Exactly.
I thought the flagship was L.A.
Yeah, but they're going to get rid of the, like, essentially if they sign on with, like, a Nordstrom's or something like that, the Nordstrom's might want to have more control. So it's all depending on what the contract says.
Yeah. Because from what we know from this episode, it sounds like they're wanting them to completely give up the Dash stores.
Right.
Yeah.
That way to send business to the department store, which I get. But I think if it's the Kardashians, people are going to want to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
They can find a way to be like, all right, we're going to compromise and close down the New York one. They're gonna close it down anyway. Yeah.
That's the like only one I've really ever been to.
So I mean, like they said, you know, they kind of compromised because Courtney's really wanting this. She's like, I really need this type of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I did think it was offensive when Khloe was just ripping her a new one.
Yeah.
She was like, you're an idiot. And I felt Courtney looked like she was gonna cry. She was just sitting on the couch like, guys, like this is the only thing I had when my dad passed.
I mean, think that because that affected Khloe. Like, you look at the beginning and I'm not saying Kim wasn't involved, but it was definitely definitely Courtney and Chloe. Mm-hmm. I think Courtney more, but Courtney and Chloe were very invested in that, and it was gave them something to do after their dad. So
right.
I could see, I really expected Kim to act the way Chloe did.
Yeah.
So I'm really mm-hmm. surprised that Chloe acted like that.
I know. Definitely. I think it was kind of surprising, too, because she's usually the one that's, like, more, I guess, maybe a little more sentimental, because Chloe gets yeah. it. Mm-hmm. Chloe's been through a lot, but she was just not having it. She was, like, ripping her new one.
Maybe she was just done. Maybe she's over it. Maybe they even said they didn't care. Yeah. She's like, we did it.
Yeah.
We did it for 10 years. You know, we built this from the ground. We're a brand now. We don't really need the store.
Yeah. Which is sad, because they were like,
it's so sentimental.
What are those gold keychains? They look like crap. And I'm like, wait a minute, like, I have one of those.
Like, where are my house people?
No, actually, I don't have that one. What did I get? I got some of Robert Kardashian's socks there.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh, God, how much were the socks?
They're like $16. But they are soft, I will tell you that. In the end, they kind of compromise. Kim says, okay, we're going to close the New York store, but we'll keep Miami, which I think is a great idea because the Miami one is set in such a great place. Tourists from all around are going to come there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they do in L.A., but I feel like the one in Miami is located in this like beachy type of area where it's easily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if they revamp it, give it the attention it needs, change the logo, you know, be heavily involved. And instead of having, okay, three or four stores, let's have one or two.
Right.
Really focus on it. Right. Even if one day a month they sit down and they're like, all right, this is what we're going to do this month for the store. That's all it takes. Obviously, they're busy, but I feel like that's easily done.
Well, what's crazy is that the New York one, which is the one that I went to, you'd think New York is such a big tourist location. It's New York, but it actually is in a really weird area. Like, the area's not bad, but it's down this side street almost, and I walked past it, and I didn't even know. I was like, oh, that's it? It's tiny, and it's just in it's a weird area, so I could see they should have chose a different place in New York, and
what
I think part it would have done
really
good.
What borough is it in?
I believe it's down to, like, a Soho area.
Oh, yeah, it is in Soho. It is.
Okay, because anyone that's saying is like, it's not in Soho. I think it's Soho. It's that area. New York's a very big area. I mean, it's been a long time. That was years ago that I was there for it, so, I mean, that's what it looked like when I was there.
You know what I love is Kylie is doing these pop-up shops.
Yeah.
She's going all over. She's freaking on world tour over here.
Yeah.
She's planning on doing this and hopping around. I love it. I think it's amazing. I went to the LA one.
I know you invited
Super
me.
Cool. I invited you, and you guys didn't want to come.
It's no, because I do makeup. So, like, that, or like, Kylie's brand is makeup. That's, like, my thing. So, I love Kylie, we know this, and I really wanted to be able to go with you, but I couldn't go that day, but I want to soon.
Yes, I think it's, that one shut down, they moved on to New York now, but I'm sure they'll kind of circle back around.
Oh, they're gonna be.
But
definitely. The way now.
Yeah.
Pop-up shops.
I know, and I do love how she's doing that, because first of all, I think one of the reasons why it's so successful is it's new.
Mm-hmm.
Second
mm-hmm.
of all, I think it's really successful because you can really tell that Kylie put in a lot of detail, even down mm-hmm. to like, oh, I want this little section of it's like supposed to replicate like her bedroom. She has like the same bed. She has like, you know, the setup of the tables and like the screens, and she's very involved with the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's visiting constantly. She's in the factory. She's doing this. She's doing that. I think she's heavily involved, and I think people want to participate more because they're like, oh, this is actually Kylie. It's coming from her directly. Like, I want this product.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Kylie's kind of got the one up right now. I think she's kind of beating her sisters out because they're not really paying attention to these stores right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy because she's, you know, people think of her as a Kardashian. I mean, naturally, we think of Kylie as a part of the Kardashian clan, but she's becoming her own brand. Like, the Kardashians and then Kylie Jenner, and I knew that was going to come. And I also think that the store is doing really good, too, because it's not permanent.
Right.
So it's, like, limited. Oh, I can only go today and tomorrow.
Right.
So everyone goes because they know it's going
to
be gone.
Yeah. I had to wait, like, an hour and a half to get in. It was insane.
And then she's also the younger version of Kim. Like, you know, Kim's married. She has kids. And, even though her lifestyle is still fabulous, like, everybody relates, you know, either wants to be like Kylie, the younger version, or relates to her on that level. So she has a whole different set of followings than Kim does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting. But also another thing about the store is, like, maybe if they start carrying some of Kanye's stuff in the stores, that might be a different twist.
A good idea.
The only thing is, I don't know, do you think that Kanye would actually go for that, though? Because I feel like he's very, like, seclusive, like, it has to be me, like, he thinks he's, like, a god and everything. He wants his own stuff.
Wait, he is god. He's easy.
What?
I'm just messing with you.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, do you really think that you can?
I was like, wait a minute.
What, you guys not voting for him in 2020?
No.
Oh my God. I don't know, guys.
The sound effects, I know. I thought we were going to get more sound effects.
I know. Steven. That was funny, though. I mean, I don't know. We'll see when his campaign comes.
Yeah, okay. We'll
give him the benefit of the doubt.
Did anybody else see that Kylie billboard in West Hollywood? Oh, Kylie has her own billboard. It's just like, it's half of her face, but it's her hair.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
What?
And then she has other billboards around the city of just the lips.
Yeah, it says Kylie Jenner
lips.
Yes, but this other one is like her body, and it says at the bottom, just Kylie Jenner.
I love it.
She's about to take it off.
Well, it's so funny because, you know, people would always talk about how Kylie or Kendall, who's going to be bigger and so many, everyone thought it was going to be Kendall. You look back when they're younger and the way they are. I don't think anyone expected little Kylie to turn out to this.
Exactly.
I know.
I think that's what pushed her, though.
Yeah.
Like, their personalities are so different. Kendall's just, you know, she's obviously working and doing her thing, but Kylie is kind of, everybody didn't expect much from her, and that could either be one of two things. She could have been like, okay, well, they don't expect anything, so I can just kind of coast, or I'm going to be better than everybody else, which it looks like that's what she's trying to do.
And I feel like, Kendall reminds me a little bit of Courtney in the way that they have their thing. Courtney does has the babies and has her brand, and then Kendall does modeling, and they don't get too caught up in, not saying social media, but Kim and Kylie are like Snapchat. They are literally involved when I think that the other two, they have their passion, and they're just like, okay, if you want to follow me, follow me. Like, they don't care as much.
How much money do you really need?
Yeah. Seriously? I mean, really, though. I mean, you're never going to spend all of it.
Right.
So it's like, I think that
Chris still gets 10%.
Yeah, I know. I don't think necessarily like Kim or Kylie are greedy or anything like that necessarily. I think that Kendall literally just thinks, you know what? I've got money I'm set. Like, I don't necessarily need to do all these extravagant things. I can just be myself, walk the runway, have fun, be young, and, you know, make a profit. And I don't necessarily have to just be like, you know, making millions and millions because which she already is.
I'm not saying she's not in the limelight. She is, but I don't think she feels as pressured like Courtney. Like, you know what I mean? They don't, their social media accounts are not, at the following and stuff. And
Can I ask a question? Can you guys actually hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I wanted to ask, this may be an ignorant question, but do you think because Kylie and Kendall have the Jenner last name that Kris Jenner's more invested in their career than she will be in Courtney and Kim's moving forward?
So she wanted to, a long time ago, she actually was like thinking about switching back to Kardashian.
Yeah, she's going to be Kris Kardashian after her and Bruce split.
That originally, but maybe you are right because now Jenner is in. You don't know.
That's true.
I never thought about it. She,
I don't think Jenner's as big as Kardashian.
I agree with you.
Just Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
I agree
not
with you.
Any other Jenner.
Yeah, I don't think the name Jenner, like if you go anywhere in the world and you say Jenner or Kardashian, people are going
to. But that's what I'm saying. Do you think she's trying to build that up? Like, do you think she's going to have more of a vested interest in that name now? Or?
I don't know, because the thing is Kylie is already, like, off the charts. Like, Kylie is doing better than Kim right now, to be honest. So I don't think she necessarily needs to try, because I feel like she kind of maybe has tried. Kendall's not really interested in being pushed that much anymore, because she's having fun doing what she's doing.
Right. Yeah.
I think Kylie is just doing her own thing and doesn't need any help type of thing. And I think that Kris is still kind of on that track where she's really always kind of pushing for Kim. It's her favorite, obviously.
Yeah.
But I feel like she kind of has invested a lot of time in Kylie now, but Kylie is just doing her own thing. Like, she's like hit the ground running, but
I definitely think Kris is going to keep with the Kardashian name. She's going to keep pushing that one because, I mean, they're the trailblazers. They're the ones who opened up this door. If it wasn't for the Kardashians, we wouldn't have the Jenners.
Yeah.
Right. So, Kris knows where her money is.
That's like the umbrella of everything. So, like, if you think of, like, Nike, then you have Air Jordans and you have all the other shoes. It's the same thing. It's like, but Kris, I think she's just going to push she's a mom, but she's also the manager. So, she's going to push everybody. And Kylie, when you say Kylie, like, and you're in, like, the entertainment type industry, that's the first person you think of anyway. So you almost don't even need the Jenner last
Kylie,
name.
Exactly. What do you think she's going to do with her last name? Do you think she's going to keep Jenner? Because I never even thought about it.
Kylie or Kris?
No, Kris.
I think she might switch.
Really?
I think she might switch.
Back to Kardashian.
What is she originally? Like, before Kardashian. What's her maiden name?
Let's look that up.
If she goes back to Kardashian, I'm sorry, that's a little weird.
Why?
I think it's weird. Like, okay, so you're married. I understand the whole Bruce Caitlin thing. But let me just go back to the guy that I divorced that's now passed away and just be them because my daughters are millionaires because of the name. I just think it's weird.
And some moms actually do that. They want to be connected with their kids. Right. So they might have married somebody else and that relationship didn't go well. So they might change their name back to their kid's name.
Which I totally respect that. But at the same time, she does have two children with Caitlin, which is one of those things where I don't know, it might be a little disrespectful to change it back because then Kendall and Kylie are going to be like, yo, like, we're your children too.
That's our last name. She's
kind of abandoning our last name.
If anything, change it back to your maiden name.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's a brand. She's already branded Kris Jenner.
Yeah, like
we already know her as Kris Jenner.
So crazy because her, even on Wikipedia, it doesn't even say her maiden name. It says Kris, Kristen Mary Kris Jenner.
Wow.
Why?
I wonder if
it's a really brand.
Doesn't say born. You know, they say like their name
like,
and then born.
I'm about to dig through this. It's crazy. Yeah,
I was always thinking, I think she's known as Kris Jenner. Because now it's Kris Kardashian. It just doesn't, it's just
maybe
not
maybe it
right.
would be like what Kim does with Kim Kardashian West. Maybe it's like Kris Kardashian Jenner.
Houghton.
Oh, I hope not.
Houghton. Houghton.
I never would have guessed that.
Kris Houghton.
Yeah.
That's probably
Kristen
why.
Mary Houghton.
It's not a bad name. It's just not like remembered.
Yeah. She would never go back to that name.
No, definitely not.
No, it would either be Kardashian or Kris stay the same.
Houghton, that's what it is.
Houghton. I think she should just relax and just stay. Stay where you are. Unless it's really affecting your life, then I don't know.
Unless Caitlin really pisses her off.
Yeah, think about it. Yeah. You're right, because then she's associated to like something that is like kind of not really a good situation. So
Well, it's not necessarily a good situation, but she might still have some like about everything that happened, and even though those are her daughters, I think Kylie wouldn't care. Maybe Kendall will care, but I think after they get through the initial, you know, oh my gosh.
I don't think Kylie would care.
Yeah.
Kylie just like, she just seems to be really easy
she's
about
a businesswoman.
Everything.
She's good to go.
She's good to go.
Do you think Kylie's the next Kim?
Oh yeah.
I think it's already
happened. More than Kendall, more than anyone.
She just needs to get rid of Tyga.
He's kind of holding her back, I feel like.
I've been very confused with them.
They've been on for a long time. This is actually really good. They usually go off and on, back and forth, but they've been on for quite some time.
You know what? Talk about on and on. Let's get to Courtney and Scott, because they were a major part of this episode. Mm-hmm. It was kind of insane. Obviously, in this teaser, I want to say, you know, the season recap montage at the very beginning? Mm-hmm. Super impressive. Can't wait to see everything play out.
Yes.
He's obviously a big part in it. He was accused of bringing a girl in, and he says he's a sex addict, mm-hmm. and Courtney's maybe not giving it to him as much as he wants, because, you know, we see in the season they will get together for a while.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We know that, but at this point in this episode, they're not. They're trying to navigate, okay, this is a weird relationship, we go on vacations to Disney World together and everything, and it's fine, but whenever they're out in social engagements with their friends, they have a lot of the same friend group, it's awkward, they don't know what to say. Scott usually kind of acts out and says some crazy things about how she's got
everything.
A nice body and kind of the high vibes.
I think they just make it awkward. They're making it awkward. I understand that it's maybe awkward, but to everyone else, I think it's just them inside that is like thinking everyone's noticing. It's like just cool.
It's
Chloe
cool.
noticed at dinner.
But Chloe notices everything.
Chloe was Courtney, your whole demeanor changed. And
Chloe's like, I love her.
I know. She just calls it out.
She's just like, yep, this is going on. This is this. I've always said I want them to stay come back together. I've always said, how Scott and Courtney, you guys know how much am I in love with Scott.
You've been rooting for too long.
Yeah, way too long.
Oh, I'm in love with him. I'm in love with him, and I'm like, no, they're going to get back together. I don't care. And everyone's like, nope, Justine, and look, it's something happened.
Oh,
yes,
oh, shoot,
like, nobody understands.
The life out of me. I just saw Jesus' face. Oh my gosh.
I love Scott. Okay, anyway.
Oh my gosh.
That noise got
Scott was rude, though. He was definitely rude at that dinner. He had no right of just pretty much, it's to me, belittling Courtney. Like, it was just like, what do you mean? Like, what did he say? Something where he was just like, in the past or in the present. Something
About the kids.
Yes.
Yeah, the kids can't be the kids of the past. Their future is like...
Yes!
People say stupid things all the time, and you just kind of let it fly, and he just called her on it. It was just like, that was just so unnecessary.
In front of everybody.
He's been so good to you. I mean, I guess maybe it's because he used to be in all the headlines, and it was known as him being insane. So maybe he still is, and they just don't talk about it, because he seems to have been doing... My boy seems to be better.
He seemed like he was drinking. That's what he seemed to me. Like. He was a little warm, right? That was a little off.
Because as soon as he walked, he was like,
exactly. He was a little red.
Come on, think about when he threw shoved the money in the guy's mouth.
Oh, that was amazingly crazy. Yeah.
Oh, that was moment.
Let's talk about great his TV. Face for a while, because, like, to be honest, all these teasers, everything, his face has been looking very, very red. I don't know if he just refuses to put on makeup for the camera, so it's more dramatized, like, on the screen. We're like, oh, okay, we can kind of see a lot of his pores. His face is really red. Maybe he's just... That's his complexion, but, like...
He's been looking different.
He looks different. He looks almost like he is kind of either drunk, high, I don't know.
All that sex.
Something. Because when he was sitting
face is flushed.
When he sat on the couch with Courtney and the baby...
It's too much sex.
What he said?
Like, right, like, they go to do it, and then right on camera, they get him, and he's like...
Yeah, it's like after he finishes dick, because he's a sex addict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, to be honest,
he's a sex addict because Courtney never gave him any.
I feel like everybody goes to that sex addict. Like, Usher said he was a sex addict. Like, everybody kind of goes to that, and not to say that's not a real issue, but it's just kind of one of those things, like, I don't think... They're going to be going back and forth for a lifetime, because Courtney doesn't... Dating sucks. And now Courtney were to actually, like, leave him and leave that option, like, she's going to have to find somebody who could fit into the family. She doesn't seem like a serial dater.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to deal with any of that.
She doesn't want to. So she always kind of goes back. She's a creature of habit. She goes back to Scott. But I don't feel like he's right for her anymore, which, I mean, she obviously feels awkward. She ends up not inviting him to Steph's birthday dinner, which I think is totally fine. They don't have to be together 24/7.
Right.
And for one, him and Steph are not even friends, so... Let's not have an awkward dinner for once. Just have her go out and have fun. I feel like he's always kind of there to kind of hold her back in a sense. So I was kind of glad to see her do that. But then even then, she kind of feels guilty. Like, Jonathan and everyone kind of makes her feel guilty. Like, oh, well, he's not invited? It's like, yeah, they're not friends. Like,
right.
I mean, if it was your birthday dinner, would you want some guy who's had a kind of a crazy past that you're not friends with to show up? Like,
that's the problem when all your friends are together. That's like when you all have the same friends, it gets kind of awkward. And the fact is that they have been back and forth so often, so people you just don't even know what to do. Like, should I invite them?
Because they're like, are they together? Are they not? Yeah. But I think, you know what? I think he's actually acted decent since... I thought after his parents passed away that it was going to be like another Miami Scott. When, remember, like, that whole Scott that he punched things and got all crazy? I thought that was going to happen again. And I don't know. I just feel like he's been... Like, since all that, I don't know. He's handled it really well.
I think he was broken, and at a time like that, he obviously made mistakes. Obviously, anyone would in that situation. I feel like he did do a lot better, but I feel like he's kind of back, starting to go back to his more wild roots. He always plays the victim, which, you know, he is in some situations in life. It's like, man, you've had a rough life.
Really?
I mean, his parents both passed, like, so close to each other, but I feel like he always plays the victim.
Well, everyone has a rough... Exactly. Pass in their own ways. In their own ways, but, you know, it's not just... I mean, I don't know. I just think that, nobody can take that away and say that I've had it harder.
Yeah.
When, you know, I don't know what it's like to have... Well, but I don't know what it's like to have both parents pass away. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, especially, like, at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. He does play the victim, and it's funny because later on in the episode, he's like, well, we don't necessarily have to be together 24/7, but at the same time, one of the dinners he wasn't invited to, he was texting all the sisters, what are you doing?
Like, yeah. It's like, and he knows.
He knows what he's doing, but he always... He's a good talker. He can... Later on, be like, oh, well, you know, we don't necessarily... But it's like, you were the one trying to call everyone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? Because I think he knows, too, that Courtney's not going to leave him. Like, he can go and do drinking. He can go and bring girls. They can break up for a moment. But I think
in
his heart, he knows that Courtney's never going to leave him. Because,
and those kids. Like, those kids are, I think, like, secretly, obviously, he loves them. But I feel like even if he doesn't admit it or doesn't even know it, he's happy. Those kids, they're, like, bonded. Because say they didn't have those... They didn't have the kids. He may not be in the picture.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's probably holding on that for... Do you think that he really does love her and wants to be with her? Or is it because that's all he knows and because of the name, the Kardashian name? Or do you think he really...
I don't think it's about the name. No. I think he genuinely loves her.
Yeah.
But he's also dependent off of...
That's what I was, you know, because she doesn't, I don't understand. It's not like she treats him a way where it's like she's super loving.
I know.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe that's what he likes. I don't know. I don't
know. I think he loves her.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just, he's just used to her. Yeah. I think he doesn't know how to live without her. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, he's tried to go away, date other girls, but he just keeps coming back to her. I mean, he truly does love her.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those situations where this is, like, so bad, but you're in, like, an abusive relationship, and you kind of are used to that abuse all the time, and that's just your norm. Like, they're used to each other's, like, quirks, right? So if he goes and sees another girl, like, she's not going to be Courtney because Courtney has her things, and same thing with another guy. Yeah. And now this guy has to take care of the kids. Like,
I just can't imagine Courtney falling in love with anyone. She's so okay. Yeah. Like, she loves her kids, and she's never, even when she loved Scott, she never acted like it. Like, she's never been, like, an emotional...
I don't know. There was a few episodes where they were, like, hooking up in the bathroom at the photo shoot and everything. I think there's a few times wherever she did kind of just, like, you know, like him a lot. Right. But for the most part, she's would very, talk about she's they very never, guarded.
They'd always talk about, like, oh, Courtney, we don't sleep in the same bed. Like, it was, like, an obvious...
Yeah, that, yeah.
Like, you're not even married, and your kids are so little, and you're already, like, that's kind of...
I know. I totally get that. I mean, he played the victim card, obviously. Basically, he got invited to the concert. Mm-hmm. He kind of worked his magic. Well, I don't necessarily have to go. If you wanted to be, you know, he knew what he was doing. He got invited. But I did like, finally, he was man enough to sit her down at the end and might be like, hey, look, let's talk about this. We don't necessarily have to be together 24/7. I understand that. And I will give it to him then. I was like, okay, you're being responsible. You're being respectful of her. And maybe now they can kind of live, you know, in each other's orbits, but also let Courtney have her own life, because he's always so attached, and I feel like that drives her away. And I do like that he was man enough to say that, but at the same time, I don't think it's going to last very long, because we obviously know in a few episodes they're going to be back together.
Yeah, eventually they're just going to get too old to look anywhere else. He's going to get tired. The sex addict thing is just not going to be there, and they're going to be like,
do you think he really is a sex addict?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Nah, I don't think so.
I think he is.
Wait, really?
Yeah, every time they break up, literally the next day, or even the same day, we see him at the pool with another girl.
Yeah, just to get outside over. Yeah. It's more feelings thing. Yeah, it's like, I don't want to feel this, so I'm going to just sleep with this chick.
And Courtney, she never sleeps with him, so, like, he has to go somewhere.
I feel like as soon as they're on a break, he's flying somewhere else to, like, go
sleep with the girl. I feel like it's anyone who's in the position of they at any time can have whatever they want. I feel like it's very difficult for them to have a serious relationship. That's because if at any time you can have what you want and you look to your right and you see a girl that you want, how are you going to be in a serious relationship when at every other time in your life you can have exactly what you want?
That's true.
Yeah. And you know that, like, for the most part, if you're famous or whatever, if you're bigger and you have whatever, they will come back. I don't know about Courtney, because Courtney's just one tough
Courtney.
But I think, you know what I mean? Like, for Scott, he could seriously do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And he could get away with it. And I think that the thing about it sucks for him is that he'll try to probably, like, make Courtney jealous, and she's whatever. Like, she doesn't care.
Exactly. There's going to be a breaking point, but I just don't know what that break... Like, there's going to be... everybody, there's, like, this thing where it's like, okay, you've now crossed the line. I don't know what that line is or if they'll ever be crossed.
I feel like it will be crossed whenever we see these promos of him bringing another girl into their home. Like, that's a
lie. And the kids are there, too.
Yeah.
See, that might be the breaking point. Like, he's doing the chick in the couch while the kids are upstairs sleeping.
Oh, Lord.
Exactly. That, he's like, oh, I can't.
I know, but I am loving you because you bring this element to our panel where you're just like, you just say it how it is. I love that. You know what I'm saying? I like it. It's true.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's possible.
Everyone's thinking it. You just say it. You know, but I could see. Courtney even said, she was like, okay, that's it. We can't ever be together. She said that in the promo. So I feel like she said that so many times. I feel like there will be some kind of a breaking point.
It's a broken record, them going back and forth. So when it's like Courtney and Scott broke up, I'm not like shocked. Or they're back together, I'm also not shocked.
Exactly.
Like, I just kind of expect this to go on forever.
Unless it's the kids.
Yes.
Now it's, I think
but
it's
when will she ever get tired? Will she ever get tired?
No.
It's a broken record. It really is.
I don't think she can imagine herself being with anyone else. Like, because he's went and gone on dates and done whatever he's done. Has she?
But it's it's a lazy thing. Dating sucks.
Oh, I know.
So if you can just, and if she doesn't sleep with him a lot, that means she doesn't really like sex that often. So if she can get away with all that, live her life, and then dip back into to Scott once in a while.
Yeah.
I think,
Or he could dip back into her.
Yeah. Dip back into her once in a while. She's cool with that versus actually going and have to, like, learn learn somebody's behaviors and doing that.
She did that for the past 9 or 10, whatever, how many, 13 years or whatever.
Yeah.
But I do want to think that I like how Chloe is kind of breaking herself out of that broken record herself, because she was, you know, head over heels for Lamar. And she finally is moving on. Seems like she really likes Tristan.
From Toronto. What's up? Sorry.
No, that's from
Toronto. I still love Lamar. Yeah. I think I love all these original relationships and hate when I see them.
Well, Lamar can get his. Lamar could ever, because he said he's trying to get her back, and then he also dated. He started. He's walking around with a girl that looked exactly like Chloe. So Lamar wants her, but I don't think he's ever gonna like beat that.
It sucks
because
I loved them. I loved Chloe and Lamar together. She loved him. You could see it. She called him Lammy.
What you saw
exactly behind closed doors.
If he really loved her. He would not have done.
See, I'm all about like, I like what they look like. Like, just,
it's
be like
addiction,
that.
It's though. Yeah, it's
I just like, as a viewer, that's what I liked is what we're used to. Like, what we're used to. That's who Chloe was with mainly in the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
That's who she was with when she first started.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Not first started, but.
Yeah. She's trying to be a little bit more private, but the Paps keep kind of, she's obviously didn't want them to find out, but the Paps are always there. So it's one of those things where she just has gotten used to the fact that my life is just going to be out there anyway. So I like how she embraced it and was like, whatever, I'm inviting him to the concert. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And they ended up making it okay. And they're like, you know what? This is just our life.
Oh,
we're going to enjoy each other, have fun, and it'll be fine.
Tristan, he's making a killing. Like, she bought him an $85,000 watch for Christmas.
What?
And then Chris bought him some gifts, too. So he needs to...
How is it, like, when you're rich, do gifts have meaning anymore? Because you could just be like, do you want a car? Here you go.
So. Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, if someone gets you, example, like, say that, okay, she got him that watch.
Right.
He's so much money and rich, he could have, I understand, like, oh, it's from her.
Right.
But it's not like, whoa.
There's different types of rich.
Yeah.
So, like,
I don't think he could probably afford it
himself. Because he's only 25, so he just started making some.
Oh my god, he is young.
Yeah, he's young. So
oh my god, I keep thinking.
And Chloe's 32, so he only just started making money, right? So, like, say somebody buys you, like, you can afford a Michael Kors watch.
Mm-hmm.
You got that. Somebody buys you a Rolex. That's a different type of.
That's a different brand.
That's a different brand.
Very
that's a whole
true.
Thing.
I think so I'm true. Thinking. I think I'm thinking Kanye and Kim. Remember, it's like, oh, I got him a car.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Right.
I think I was thinking it's like they're just swapping. Like you could just go to the store by yourself, and she could go get a car.
Yeah.
It's like
I think he's almost there, but again, you know, his background. He comes from a Jamaican background, so most likely it's like an immigrant family that came to Toronto. So his whole spending of money is different than Chloe in LA.
Yeah, totally different
lifestyles. So. You know, buying somebody an $85,000 watch is a whole nother beast.
I totally agree.
I wonder
if
she's been around his kid yet.
Probably not.
Oh, that was a...
Probably not.
How old is...
His kid's probably not even
just,
1 yet.
Yeah.
Because when she started dating him, the girl was pregnant, which is a whole nother...
It's so crazy. Whenever there's all these broken relationships and everyone's got kids, it's so interesting because... Then this poor kid's gonna get used to you for a while, and then if you don't stick around, then this poor kid's like, who's my dad? Like, are you my dad, or is this other guy my dad?
Yeah.
Especially this day and age.
It's just crazy.
Especially this day and age, that happens a lot. It's almost like whatever at this point. I mean, even just talking about, I think about my hometown where I'm from, and I see that kind of stuff happening.
Right.
And it's not even... celebrity, not even that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just in general, people, it's almost very normal to... You know, I see someone like, oh, a couple, they've been together 50 years, and I'm like, or a couple, I've been together 10 years. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You're still together? It's like weird to see people still
together. That's because
you live
in
LA. Maybe.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very
true.
Little bit different.
Well,
so
but
true.
I'm from New Jersey, and it was the same there.
Well, Jersey Housewives, come on.
and New York. Maybe it's because I went... West Coast.
Went to, like,
I'm from
the coast. Yeah.
I went to the coast, the city.
You need to come around in the middle.
Yeah, Midwest.
In Missouri.
Like, yeah,
where
you
I'm
have everybody
from.
Sleeping with their cousins and they're together for like 20 years.
Oh my god. Wait a minute.
How did you do that so perfectly, Steven?
None of my relatives did that.
How'd you know?
I know
it. Is the Midwest is where it's at.
Oklahoma, they do some sketchy stuff, but we won't talk about that.
It's okay. I'm weird, so maybe I'd fit in there.
Well, we only have a few minutes left, so instead of doing predictions, because we already know the sneak peek we saw, we're going to finally get to know what happened with Kim and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We did get a new little snippet of information where she contemplated running down the stairs, but she thought she was going to get shot in the back. and then it kind of fades out. So I'm interested to see that. I'm so excited to see that. It's going to be next week. We're going to have a lot to talk about. It's going to be an amazing episode.
Oh, that's good.
And I feel like it's going to be awesome. We need to have the live chat up for that episode because there's probably going to be people who are really excited to talk about that. But really quickly, before we go, let's get into some news and gossip.
Yay!
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so our first photo. Oh.
I think he's doing it on purpose now, this one.
So our first photo we have is Lamar Odom. He steps out with his kids at the Teen Choice Awards. Uh-huh. Well, this is Blac Chyna. We'll go. We can go. Okay. There's Lamar.
Yeah.
Okay. Lamar and his kids stepped out to go to the Kids' Choice Awards.
I forgot he had kids.
Yeah.
He finally kind of goes out. I saw like an interview with him with E. He was having a good time. Seemed like he was kind of.
Getting it back together,
mm-hmm. kind of moving on with his kids, had a good time. I was surprised to see him out and about. I love that.
I worked the carpet for this, the Kids' Choice Awards.
Did you see him?
He looked good. Yeah.
You saw him?
And the kids, the daughter is gorgeous up close.
I was like, you better slay.
I think she's like 16, 17.
Wow.
And he's like 14, 15, but he's just really tall.
Does he just have two kids or does he have more?
We just know he has two.
Who's the mom?
She's not known, but she lives on the East Coast in New York.
Okay.
But they looked great.
I forgot that he had kids.
Did you see Chyna? Because the next photo we have is of Chyna and King.
I didn't see... Chyna didn't do the carpet. She did the... most stars only do the, you know, like the photos, and then they sneak in.
Yeah.
She didn't walk the carpet. She just did the photos.
Look how beautiful Chyna looks. She obviously stepped out without Rob. That whole thing, I think, is on pause right now, as it always is, on and off, on and off, on and off.
Mm-hmm.
But she looked great on the carpet, had a great time with her son, so that's amazing. Our next thing is a Connecticut man named Carl Puya. Look at him. He looks like a hot mess. He basically defaces a bunch of Kim's selfish books in Barnes & Noble. Basically says they are too pornographic and he hates people like her and gives the world a bad name. And he looks like someone that does those kind of pornographic.
Well,
like, he was probably one of those old-fashioned guys.
He's really creepy.
Yeah,
I don't care if that's judging. He looks really creepy.
He was released on a $2,500 bond.
Wow.
So he was released, but that was kind of a crazy story. I was like, whoa, that's kind of. I mean, you can disagree with their lifestyle for sure, all day, every day,
that's
whatever
like
you want.
Intense.
But to go on and like deface property, like that's a little much.
Mm-hmm.
It's passionate.
I guess that's his. His good old mugshot.
I guess so. He looks great. Anyway.
Okay.
The last thing we have is Kim presented Jonathan Murray with the Impact Award. And
Kim looks good.
Kim looks amazing. Yeah. And it was interesting because she doesn't really step out for award shows that much anymore ever since the robbery. She went out to support him. He obviously is like a big deal of how she became famous. I mean, she even said that she owes a lot of her career to him and that he was like the one man who believed in her so much. And basically, he's a big reason why Keeping Up with the Kardashians is on air.
Mm.
And this is him and his partner.
I know.
I was like, wait, what?
I'm like, am I missing something?
And I seem...
So he's like one of the execs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like co-founder, I believe, or something like that.
But
this is him and his partner. And then this kid, his name is Dylan Murray. And I actually have seen him out numerous occasions because he has like a mutual friend of mine. Did not even know that he was related to them, that he was their son, nothing like that. So I was like, I had to pick a photo that had him in it because I'm like, I've been around this man multiple times, did not know that he was involved at all. But he's a singer. He's like trying to make a name for himself as a singer. But I thought that was cool that Kim went out, supported someone who's meant so much to her.
She should.
Looked amazing.
Yeah.
Murray Productions.
Yep. I'm glad she did. Yeah.
She should. I mean, it's not that like... I don't know, maybe that sounds like mean of me. It's like, oh, we're praising Kim for doing something like that. Like, you should.
Yeah.
Just where you come from.
And, exactly.
I don't know, it's just kind of like an obvious thing that you should do.
And before we go, I do want to ask you guys to go down the line and say what you're most excited for this season, just from what you've seen in the little clips in the montage.
Oh, actually, one quick thing. Rob is actually going house shopping. He wants to move out of Kylie's house.
Oh my
goodness.
I forgot he was even in Kylie's house.
He's trying to win Blac Chyna back.
I forgot about that.
Gosh, what am I most excited for? I mean... it's the Kardashians.
Everything?
Everything. I mean, I hope that... You know, obviously, we've had a lot of stuff with Kim and the robbery in Paris and stuff like that. And, you know, E's going to give the behind the scenes for that. But I hope it's going to be more beyond that. Because if you have been, like, in the entertainment scene, the Twitter and all this other stuff, you know, we saw everything that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm hoping to see everything, kind of have them wrap it up, and then move on to all the relationships and see how that goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely excited for that. I want to see the behind the scenes of what happened in Paris, you know, Kim's side of the story.
Yes.
And I'm also excited to see more of China. I want to see this China and Rob thing behind the scenes of what's going on. I saw her. She was sitting at the dinner table.
Like praying.
A part of the family praying, you know, praise the Lord. So
another season of Rob in China?
Yes.
There is,
yes.
Actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There really is.
Yeah.
It's confirmed.
They're supposed to do the wedding, but they just canceled it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? This is too much for my little brain to handle, but can you imagine? I mean, like, they keep canceling it, putting it back. They're a hot mess, and I can't wait to see how it all plays out.
Yes. Guess what my favorite is?
What?
Dakota and, well, because I'm saying Scott. Them, because they know so well. So what do you think I'm excited for?
Scott
and Courtney's relationship. I want it to get back together. Uh-huh. And let's, obviously, the Paris, the robbery, that's an obvious thing. But after next week, I kind of, like, I agree with what you said. I want that to be the focus, but it's like, it's almost been like this waiting for 5 months. And mm-hmm. I don't want it to be over with, but I want that to happen. And then, you know, move on with the show.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because mm-hmm. this happened, the whole robbery thing happened on October 3rd, 2016. It's mm-hmm. been a while, guys.
Yeah.
It's been a
and
hot
the,
minute.
The judge came down and Kim gave her deposition and all this other stuff. So everything, and they caught the robbers.
Ooh, didn't
yeah.
know that.
Yeah, they caught the robbers.
When did they
gosh, I think either the beginning of the year or at the tail end of the year.
It's so crazy to me what the media shows. Because we hear all about it and then, like, look, we're like, wait, really? They got caught? They don't?
Yeah. TMZ.
I want to see. Did she, I mean, she obviously didn't get her ring back yet. I don't know if
I think she might have. She did post either a replica of the ring or she got the ring back because they got some of the jewels back, I believe.
Ooh, okay. That would be really awesome because I know that was, like, a big deal.
Do you know who the robbers were?
There was, like, these old, there was, like French guys, and this old guy was, like, the mastermind of it all.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, like, almost like an Ocean's 11 type thing.
I believe
yeah.
it.
Oh,
they
but then
it happens
the French.
A lot in yeah. Paris.
Well, you know what's crazy is a lot of people thought it was, like, fake and for publicity.
Yeah.
I
oh,
did well, not
the,
think
the,
that.
They saw it was either fake either. For publicity or they thought it was a ruse to distract us from the elections, because it was around the time the whole debates were happening.
Oh,
so they thought that
yeah.
Kim was in cahoots with the government. Yeah,
wow.
that was something that was floating around.
I mean, I think they have so much publicity. I was like, they don't need more publicity. Like, what do they... Mm-hmm. They already are so big.
Yeah.
But that's the sad thing. If it was for publicity and somebody finds out, that would be the end of the Kardashians.
Oh, that
like,
would
how
be
low would
yeah.
you go?
Yeah.
Like, to, you know, people's like, okay, that's
that would be too much, yeah. I think the thing I'm most excited to see is, you know, we have the robbery, but it's not just the robbery. It's, like they even say in the promo, it changed their entire life, their whole way of living. But
mm-hmm.
they can't be scared, and they can't not live their lives because of this
mm-hmm.
event. So mm-hmm. I'm excited, because it's kind of like a revamp of the show, because we've seen a lot of the same things happen, but now it's almost like they have to live a new life.
Yeah.
You know, they have to be under more protection and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to see that.
I wonder if they're going to cover Kanye in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think
yeah.
so.
They probably wouldn't
yeah.
have any
are.
Cameras in there because
yeah.
he's not about that. But
oh, yeah.
yeah.
Not in the but I saw the clip where she was on the phone and she
yeah.
was like, don't tell me. I can't
What's
take
wrong?
It anymore. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
So.
But you guys, thank you so much for joining us. This was so much fun. Francesca obviously is not here. She is not going to be on the panel anymore, but she sends her warm wishes and love to you guys for sticking around for so long, because she's been on the panel for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
She loves you guys, but it just didn't work out with her schedule anymore. So this is the new panel. We are so happy to be here, guys. We love
nice
you. Thanks for joining us. You can find
I know.
You can find AfterBuzz TV everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. If you're listening to us on iTunes, hello. Please give us a 5-star rating. Write a nice little review. And if you do, we can feature it on the show next week. It'd be awesome. If you're listening to us or watching us on YouTube, leave a comment below. We love talking to you guys. And in the meantime, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me at TKTrainout on everything. And then shout out to Corey and Richard on the live chat.
Hey, thanks for watching, guys.
You can find me, Howard the Third, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that great stuff at Howard the Third. And, of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
Between Howard III and Dakota T. Jones. Sorry. I'm feeling it. So you can find me everywhere. Let's Face It with Justine, except Twitter. Didn't fit, so Let's Face It 33.
All right, and you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Make sure to be here next week. We are going to be talking the infamous robbery. It's going to go down. Make sure you watch other shows on AfterBuzz TV. We have the Once Upon a Time After Show, which is right before this one on Sundays. And what other shows you guys do right now?
This is my show right now.
Okay,
Ooh.
What about you?
Being Mary Jane and Bring It.
Okay.
24 Legacy, Training Day, Greenleaf, and some others.
Awesome. And okay. Tomorrow we have Young and Hungry and Baby Daddy coming back on Freeform, so yay. That's going to be exciting. Ooh. Make sure you tune in. AfterBuzz has pretty much any after show you can imagine. Yep. It's an amazing place. So we love you guys. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you next
the
week.
The music.
Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.